Once Narada Muni met Parvati, and he asked her, "Why does your husband, Lord Shiva, wear skulls?" Parvati said, "I don't know. I think it's just part of his decoration. Like he has snakes and ashes. I never asked him." The Narada said, "Why don't you ask him?" Narada Muni has a nickname. He's called Kalapriya, which means one who is dear to quarrelers. He always incites people to argue and get into arguments. That's his kind of fun. And Parvati said one day, "Oh, Prabhuji, Lord Shivji, why do you wear skulls around your neck?" Then Shiva said, "These are your skulls, Parvati." "Huh? Mine?" She was surprised to hear that. And then Shiva said, "Parvati, you've died so many times in the past. And because whenever you've died, I keep your skulls around my neck." Then Parvati asked the question, "Well, how is it, Prabhu, Lord Shiva, that I die but you never die?" And Lord Shiva said, "Because I've heard Harikatha, I've heard the Srimad Bhagavatam, and I've become immortal." So then Parvati, naturally, she said, "Well, please, can you tell me the Harikatha from Bhagavatam also? I want to become immortal." "All right," Shiva said, "but there's some conditions first. We have to go to a secluded place where we'll not be disturbed, and you must hear with rapt attention. So let's go to Kedarnath, to Mount Kedar." Kedar means cave. So they sat together in a secluded cave, and they heard to hear Harikatha from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Then Shiva said, "There's one more condition. Sometimes when I'm speaking Harikatha, I go into a trance or samadhi, absorbed in the pastime, so then you must respond to me as I speak by saying, 'Yes, yes, Aji, Aji,' and that will bring me out of trance so I can keep speaking. If you stop responding to me, Parvati, then I will stop speaking. And therefore you can't fall asleep, otherwise the Harikatha will stop. So please listen attentively. Sometimes I'll be absorbed and meditating on Krishna as I speak the Harikatha from Bhagavatam. And I'll go into samadhi. My eyes will close. My eyes will be closed, but yet I will be speaking." And Parvati said, "Yes, yes, okay. I will keep saying yes, yes. And make sure that no one else hears, otherwise they also will become immortal." But the area was so cold there in Kedarnath that no other living entity could come. By and by, Lord Shiva started reciting the Bhagavatam, and Parvati was responding by saying, "Yes, yes, yes." But lo and behold, as usually happens in Srimad Bhagavatam classes, after some time, Parvati felt a little sleepy, and she fell asleep and stopped saying, "Aji, Aji, yes, yes." But someone else was responding to Lord Shiva's speaking of Harikatha from Bhagavatam by saying, "Aji, Aji, Aji, yes, yes, yes." Meanwhile, Lord Shiva was wrapped in samadhi, going on reciting Krishna's pastimes. When he came to external consciousness, he saw that Parvati was deeply sleeping and snoring. "What's this?" Shiva thought. "My wife Parvati is sleeping soundly, but someone else has been responding, yes, yes. Who is doing that?" Then Shiva was looking here and there to find a third person who was saying, "Aji, Aji." Then he woke up Parvati and said, "Who else is here?" Then they found a parrot, and Shiva became angry and started chasing that parrot to kill this parrot. They were thinking, "This parrot is not qualified to hear Bhagavatam. How has he heard it?" Shiva ran behind the parrot. The parrot flew from Kedarnath to Badrinath. Vyasa's wife was there in Badrinath sitting, and she yawned. And when she yawned, that parrot flew inside her mouth and later took birth as Shukadeva Goswami. Shiva met Vyasadeva with his trident in his hand, his eyes red with anger. Shiva was ready to kill the parrot. And Shiva said, I mean, Vyasadeva said, Shiva, how can you kill the parrot now? He's heard the Bhagavatam, so he's become immortal. You can't kill him anyway. So then Shiva left Badrinath and returned to Kedarnath. So this is the origin of the birth of Shukadev, and why he's named Shukadev, the godly parrot or the divine parrot, Shuka or Tota. The story is from Brahmavivart Puran. Spiritual advancement depends on two factors: grace descending from above and our own endeavor. But our own endeavor is not sufficient to attain perfection. And Damodar Leela, Mother Yashoda, worked so hard to bind Krishna, but she could not do so. But finally, Krishna allowed himself to be bound. Some people advocate it's all mercy, it's only grace, we don't have to do anything. Just wait for the mercy. So some depend only on grace and they don't try to work. And others say everything only comes by work. The Bhagavatam says both are necessary. We must endeavor and we at the same time depend on the mercy and grace of God. In the Gita we have the last verse, 1870, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yatra Parto Danurdara. On one side we have Yogeshwara Krishna, but then on the other side we have Arjuna, Gandivaraj, Gandivadara. He's holding the bow, so he has to do something. The bow signifies action. Krishna is giving his grace, he's giving his mercy, he's driving the chariot, he's guiding, but he's not shooting all the arrows. Arjuna has to do something. So Krishna is there signifying that God is sitting in our chariot, God is sitting in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives, and he's directing us and guiding us. Then we have to work, like Arjuna, we have to shoot the arrows, we have to endeavor. Wherever there is Arjuna holding the bow, willing to take a step, then victory is there. Dreams. There are four types of dreams. Dreams means it's something that's not in our control. One type of dream comes due to samskaras. If we intently meditate on something or on someone, or some situation, then when we sleep, we dream of that. The second type of dream is due to sickness or one's prakriti. One's prakriti can be pitta or kapha or vata. Because of one's nature, if one is pitta or fiery nature, then you have dreams about fire, burning house, burning car, forest fire. If he's kapha constitution, then he'll have dreams about water, swimming or boating, going on an ocean liner, or maybe some walking through fields, earth or water. And then if he's vata, oftentimes vata people have flying dreams, like Superman or flying in the sky. This is due to prakriti, the physical nature of the particular physical body makes us have dreams in that way. Or if we're sick, means if we have acid in our stomach, if a stomach is upset, creates a lot of fire, heat, we can have dreams. So these dreams are caused by our nature of our physical body, or a particular sickness we may be in. Third type of dream is due to piety or pap, punya or pap, sin or piety. When we perform karma, then karma gives result. So some of the result of our karma comes in our wakeful state, and we suffer or enjoy the results of that karma. And some karmas, some results, karmic results, enjoyment or suffering can come in our dreams also. So the result of piety or good karma is that we have good dreams, and we have nightmares or bad dreams due to sin. Actually, some of our karma is finished in dreams, but unfortunately, we have to wake up and also experience our karma when we wake up.